Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the award-winning Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring otherwise.
I did a sit-up once. I wasn't impressed. I didn't have a six-pack afterwards, so I didn't think it was worth bothering again. That just about sums up my approach to the gym, to be honest. But after a spell of crippling body image issues, well, I say a spell. Does every day from age 15 onwards count as a spell of body image issues? Anyway, I would look at my body and hate what I saw, and then try to drown my sorrows with a pizza, because nothing sells self-loathing better than a cycle that makes the problem worse. I hate my body, so I'm going to eat a pizza to make myself feel better. Now I feel worse. Oh well, I'll have another pizza, maybe that'll help. Nom 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 nom, fat and sad and pizza. Anyway, I decided to get myself into shape a little bit. I tried going by myself, but eventually I realised that however up for the gym I was in theory, when it came to actually going, I'd much rather just have a wank and watch telly. So I got myself a personal trainer. The thinking here was that I'd be much more likely to turn up to the gym if I've paid someone to be there waiting for me. And they make you pay in advance, so if I did say fuck it and not turn up, he'd still get paid, which was sensible as it was tempting. There were loads to choose from, but I rather sensibly went for one I didn't fancy. There was this really hot 20-something bro dude type, and all his advertising was in with his top off or him in tiny shorts, and I considered hiring him, but he wanted twice as much as the less attractive one, and for that price I'd want more than a workout. Besides, after years of being single and gay in London, I wasn't about to start paying for the opportunity to look at a hot guy and then not have sex with him. Anyway, after a while, the results started to show, I guess, as people would begin to comment that I looked like I'd lost a bit of weight or something, and I'd mention my trainer, and the reaction would always be, "Oh, no wonder if you've got a personal trainer," in this really dismissive tone, as if all you had to do was pay him and he turns up and takes the fat away. I found myself pointing out over and over that I still had to do all the work, and that basically all I was doing was paying for someone to stand nearby and count slowly, then afterwards say something encouraging before handing me a bigger weight. Like some kind of gym butler. You know, kind of, "Oh, very good, sir. I think we'll move on to the abs now. Excellent choice, sir." Anyway, after a while I found I was getting into it, and going to the gym actually helped me feel good. You know, rather than pizza, I'd found something else to help with the endorphins. Part of that was the number of hot guys who were always around. Nothing made me look forward to the gym quite as much as buff, sweaty guys grunting. It makes me kind of sad that we don't do naked gyms like the Greeks and Romans used to. In fact, gymnasium is ancient Greek, I think, for naked place. And I would have been there a lot more often if that were an option. It's probably a health and safety thing, though. I mean, I've blatted myself in the face with a weight while perving on the guy next to me enough as it is. I'd be much worse if we were both naked at the time. And I imagine with all those heavy lumps of metal being lifted and dropped all over the place, it'd be far too easy to get something caught or trapped between I just made myself feel weird. There's lots of guff about pills and potions and stuff like that for helping you work out. The only one I've really used is a pre-workout powder. It's essentially just caffeine, but strong enough to make your face tingle. You mix it with water, and then you drink it, and you go, "By Christ, that's awful, why would anyone..."
"I will lift the world!"
And then you get to the gym and struggle with a particularly stiff door on the way in, and then go,
"Nope, never mind."
So it's a good workout for my imagination, at least. Here's a pro tip for you. If you go to the gym first thing in the morning, but would much rather just have a wank and go back to sleep, then have a little fiddle when you wake up. Because I don't like to ignore a boner in case it feels underappreciated and decides never to come back. But just enough to get your engine revving, then stop and go to the gym and put that energy into your workout. Trying to do the same workout after a wank is always much harder, more difficult. Besides, if then you do get seduced in the showers, it'll be an awkward conversation to have to explain that you'd love to if they could only wait half an hour while everything recharges. I've never actually been hit on in the gym, which is probably for the best, as if it stopped being a place where I went to work out and became a place where I might pull, I'd probably spend all my time making sure my tits looked great and that I wasn't pulling any stupid faces or whatever. I say I've never pulled, I think I almost did once. There was a hot guy with a fucking amazing body in the showers opposite me. I snuck the odd pervy glance and trying to keep my face straight, pretending that I wasn't enjoying the show. You know, mindful that I was in a very straight environment, I managed to keep things from getting too excited on my part.
On my part, lol.
So outwardly, it should have just looked like I was getting a shower as normal, you know, and if I was drooling, it would have just looked like water from the shower. I didn't think he was looking, but then as he was getting dry, he suddenly had somewhere new to hang his towel. I pretended I hadn't noticed, and after a little while did the, oh no, I dropped my towel and now I'm naked, I better find my pants and get dressed routine. And when I saw him looking, I gave my hips a little jiggle to make things swing about a little. And I swear, as soon as he saw me do that, he legged it. I have never seen anyone get dressed and run away so quickly. I've never thought of my wang as particularly pretty, but I wouldn't have described it as physically revolting either. After a while, I found I got into a good rhythm of gym going and decided to get rid of my trainer and just work out on my own. I mean, lift shit up, then put it down again is a fairly straightforward premise that I got my head around after only a year or so of practice. So I found a cheap local gym and I would go a few times a week. It was oddly gratifying to start seeing the same people there at the same time as me every day and, you know, I'd nod and say hello. I even got one of them to spot me. That's where someone kind of stands over you with their legs by your shoulders while you're on your back lifting the weights up and down in case it's too heavy and you accidentally throttle yourself with the bar. Another reason we don't do it naked, I guess. I'd just be laid there underneath going, oh no, the weight is too much. And then as they swoop down to lift it off me, I'd just be like, blah, 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 at anything that dangled into range. A new guy started working out there recently, and he was pretty much embraced by the other guys. It was weird. They'd never been like that towards me. It's like being back at school and not being in the cool kids group. Eventually, I found myself in the changing rooms at the same time as this new guy, and I struck up a conversation about how he was new here and generally chatting, and I managed to ask, why does no one like me? Well, not quite. I made it sound less bothered and more kind of cool and casual than that, but it's certainly how I was feeling at the time. I don't know, man, you always seem intensely into your workout that no one wants to bother you, maybe. Which made sense. I know I have a bit of a resting bitch face. Once, I went to high-five one of those guys on the street who gets you to sign up for a charity or whatever. It was a charity I already gave to, but I forgot to change my face into a smiley mode before lifting my hand, and he flinched because he thought I was going to slap him. So I got why people wouldn't chat to me when I'm working out, especially when my resting bitch face is combined with the intensity of the super caffeine pre-workout stuff. Actually, I wonder if that's why the guy in the showers ran away. I mean, if you were checking someone out and then they kind of turned to you with this super intense look of penis in their eyes, you'd probably run too. Do you know, that hadn't clicked. That hadn't clicked until right now. Huh. So anyway, I make the effort to set my face to smiley and approachable when I'm working out, and it's working at least a bit. The guys in my gym have been a lot more matey with me since, which is nice. I mean, it'll probably wear off if they ever find out it was me that put all those cameras in the changing rooms. This was Probably True, the award-winning storytelling series written and produced by me, the award-winning Scott Flashheart. If you liked what you've heard, you could share it with your friends, leave a positive iTunes review, and sign up at probablytruepodcast.com. If you didn't like it, you can find me on Twitter as UnlikelyLad. Come at me, bro.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.